Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. And I know that the lines are all muted already. It always starts that way on Wednesdays because we want to jump in and give that bolt, that jolt, that extra bolt of energy that just kind of goes, wow. Like, wow. And I just want to kick it off. I'm so excited to be announcing that we're starting this again. We stopped for a little while, but now with all the people texting me and asking, I was like, dude, I'm not doing those lines open because it'll just sound too confusing. Just leave it up because they dial in from all over the place. And it's not just any particular area. And the reason that so many people have done it is because this is a non-entity call, folks. This is something that has no judgment, no thoughts, just pure thoughts of goodness and focus on helping you feel good. We talk about things like lift your cheeks up. Why? Because right now you're listening to me and your cheeks went up. And when your cheeks went up, you probably got that little feeling, you tingle up your back. Why? Because we want you to be happy. We want you to feel good. We want that tingle up your back because feeling good, being happy, isn't that a good thing? And since we talk so much about prosperity and we talk so much about personal growth to help you see things that might be right in front of you and you're just not noticing. And so this wake up to prosperity is about waking up our minds, waking up our conscious awareness, you know, expanding your capacity, but more importantly, expand your capacity to be ready for it. So you might have a capacity expanded that you believe you're a billionaire. You may already know for a fact that you're a billionaire, and I get that because I agree. The difference is the only reason we haven't had it fully come in now is because maybe we had to be ready for it. Maybe we had to get ready for the prosperity of health, wealth, life, family, relationships. You know, what is it that you want prosperity in? And every week we're going to have different speakers and different motivational opportunities for people to jump in and say, hey, this is a really, really good positive thing that happened in my life. Let me share it with everyone. Man, we want that. We want to see people that we know, friends and acquaintances, and celebrate the positives in life. We used to do this on a daily basis. Every day we'd have a wake up to prosperity with five different hosts each week sharing a positive story. Man, what an exciting time that was, and we're looking forward to getting back to it. Right now, we're focused on you today with this call. And all we think about, all we really, really care about is making sure that you feel good about you and empowering you with your conscious awareness. See, there's things called, we call it the champion state with what we do and what we do, but we do things that it's like a learning state. It's a champion state, a learning state. Police call it heightened awareness, right? The zone. I'm an athlete. I've always learned about the zone, get in the zone, right? Why? Because when you're playing in the zone, and one of my greatest mentors has taught me, when you're playing in that zone and you're consciously aware, you can actually do things you're unaware of. You can actually see things you're unaware of the fact that you see it. You can have things you're unaware of the fact that you might have opportunities to have. And so one of the first jolts this morning I'm just going to give on this call today is talking about your conscious awareness, right? And some of you have done this before and personal calls, and some of you, this might be the very first time you've ever even heard me speak. And let me just share with you, when you start recognizing things that you never noticed before, for example, you're listening to my voice, you're paying attention to everything I'm saying, and yet you're still breathing. You're still moving your hands, your feet, you're blinking your eyes. You're doing things that you weren't even consciously aware of the fact that you were actually doing until now that I said it. So you're thinking about when you move your hand in and out, you're going, oh, wow. But you're not telling yourself fingers closed, fingers open. And yet they do it anyway. You're breathing anyway. You're blinking right now. Anyway, and the reason that is because it takes hold in a subconscious manner. That's why you ever notice you go to grab something and it might fall off the counter and all of a sudden you're like, and you just reach down and grab it. You're like, whoa, they're like, yeah, you didn't even see that. And yet you did because you obviously caught it, right? And so if you're sitting here now, let's just pretend you're sitting here and kind of play a game with me and keep your eyes focused straight ahead. And when your eyes are focused straight ahead, pick an object. And as you pick that object, slowly move your eyes about, keep your head still and move your eyes about 45 degrees up very slow, very easy, and keep your eyes on that focal point. Whatever that focal point is, keep your eyes on it. But as you keep your eyes on that focal point, I want you to notice the things around you. Notice the sounds you hear. Notice all the different things going on around you. And as you do, you start looking, and while you keep your eyes on that focal point, you notice to see things to the right of it and to the left of it. Matter of fact, if you take one of your hands and put your arms straight out and wiggle your fingers, you'll notice your fingers moving while you still keep your eyes on that focal point. With your eyes on that focal point, slowly, keeping your fingers moving, extend your arm outward and notice that you can still see your fingers moving even while your eyes are on that focal point. Bring your fingers back in to the center of the face and just slowly put them down. And now notice, as you are paying attention to anything else you look at in the room, you can instantly be aware of the fact that you look at that piece of paper and you see the pen to the right or the left. You start noticing things all around. And I'm going to finish with that little part, because now that you're more consciously aware of things that you weren't necessarily paying attention to before, listen to what Beth shares as she kind of explains a little bit about our prosperity mindset.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for that. I love it. You know, it's funny. David and I, sometimes we look into the future. Like, people have, like, the vision boards. Some people listen to audios. People receive things all in all different ways. And one thing about David and I, as we always look to the future, what we want for the future. And, you know, it's really funny. You talk to people and they'll say, well, I don't know if this is going to happen or that's going to happen. And we say, well, why are you having a negative attitude about something that hasn't happened? Change that to a positive attitude. Think about the best possible result you could have and focus on that. Bring joy to your life. And let things unfold in front of you. It's really funny because with him and I, that's kind of our mindset and where we are. It's like you're constantly going to change. Life is constantly going to change around you and happen around you. And life is so short. It's like we want that prosperity. We want to see our agents writing. We want what you guys want and probably sometimes even more so than you want it. And it's because our focus is always on the future, on what we want, where we want to go, where we want to be, what we want our bank accounts to look like. And, you know, it makes me think of a story. I'm sure all of you know of who Muhammad Ali is. And it's funny because when he was growing up, his family was really, really poor. And there were multiple kids in the family. And him and his brother were going to an event where they were handing out free hot dogs and lemonade. And he borrowed his brother's bike, one of his other brothers, and him and his younger brother went to this event. And when they got out of the event, the bicycles had gotten stolen. Well, he was so upset. He was threatening. He was going to kill people, and he was going to do all this and all that. And one of the security guards or police officers that was there stopped him and said, hey, little squirt, so who are you going to kill? Who are you going to beat up? He goes, do you even know how to fight? Well, this police officer kind of took him under his wing and took him to this gym that taught boxing. And he was only like 12 years old, and he was like scrawny and little. He knew nothing about boxing or fighting or anything at all. And so this man took him there, and he stood there, and he watched the boxers, and he could not believe his eyes. Like, he was so just enamored by how they were boxing and how it was graceful, but yet when they would hit a punch, I mean, it was just something that blew him away. And he looked to this man, and he said, could I be like that? Could I do that someday? And he said, if you believe in yourself, you can do anything. And he continued to mentor him throughout his teenage years and as he got older. And of course, we all know, you know, Muhammad Ali is one of the greatest boxers ever. And it's really funny because the saying is, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. That came from a very, very young age where he didn't know that he couldn't become the greatest, one of the greatest boxers in all the world. He had no idea, but he was told he could. So he thought he could, and he believed he could. Had that man come into his life, would he have been? I don't know. But the idea is he didn't know any different, and the man told him he could do something. He could be one of the greatest boxers in the world, and he became one of the greatest boxers in the world. And it makes me think about kiddos. Like, I don't know if you guys ever remember growing up or even with your own kids, they wanted something so bad, and you kept saying, or you wanted something so bad as a kid, and your parents were like, no, you know, it's not going to happen, maybe for your birthday, but not for Christmas, you know, or you're too young. And then all of a sudden, you know, you just keep focusing on that. You want that so bad. You can, like, taste it. You want it so bad. And then all of a sudden, sure enough, Christmas morning, it's there. It's that the thing that you were told you weren't going to have for Christmas, but you just wanted it so bad. That's all your focus was. That's all you wanted. And it was there. It's the belief. You have to believe in yourself, even when you're not at the level that you want to be at. Believe that you will get there. Focus on your future. Focus on scheduling appointments that keep and they're excellent clients. Focus on writing clients up. What you want, you have to focus on. It doesn't matter what's going on around you. It's got to be your focus. Your focus is where your future will be. And, you know, I just love history, as I said before, and hearing about different people and in their life. And pretty much everybody that I have read about and that have been, like, ultra successful, like Dolly Parton, just all sorts of famous people, that vision didn't start when they were, you know, 50 or 60 years old. That was something that they were taught when they were a kid and they didn't know any better. Imagine as adults, if we acted or believed like we did when we were a child with the resources and the knowledge we have now, imagine, just imagine what you could do with your life. Imagine where you want to be and make it happen. You can do it. You can definitely make it happen. David and I have done it over and over for years and years, and we both get excited and surprised, but not surprised all at the same time. So anyways, I just wanted to throw in that little story. I love it, and it was an inspiration for me for sure.
Well, it gives me the tingles every time, Beth. And like I said at the beginning, they will call folks every week. We're going to have different people from different walks of life sharing and bringing stories that just give us the tingles and chills, because at the end of the day, when the water goes up, like you've heard us say over and over, all the boats rise. And our thinking is, if we can add value, if we can add value to your life, if there's something that we can do to help. And again, it's such a different, so many different people from walks of life on this call. But I'm going to go ahead and share this. This happened a few years ago, and this is kind of why Beth and I have that deep-seated belief system that we have. We've had personal, for lack of a better term, personal miracles occur in ways that were just like, huh. And this happened I happen to be, for those of you who don't know, I also am in the insurance business. And years ago, this is several years ago, Beth and I were actually on a trip doing insurance in another state. And we were different in our funds. This is, you know, this is 8-10 years ago. I have friends of mine that are probably on the call laughing, but I'm going to tell the story because it's our belief system is so proven upon ourselves that we're like, you know what, we've done this and this happened. We've done this and this happened. We just believe and drove and this happened. And people sometimes wouldn't even believe the story when we tell them, but we're like, okay. And years and years ago, we were on the store, and I said, Beth, we got to go write business. One thing I know is that I can write business. And this is a time when all I did was write insurance business at this time in my life. And the kids would go with their mom every other week. You know, and we had this stick. So we'd say, okay, we could leave on this day. We would time it because the kids would be the next weekend. They would be with their mom. So we could be like gone for a week for Wednesday dinner. And then I'd drive back, get dinner, and I would drive back to wherever we were to get Beth and we'd go finish the trip. So we'd do a 10-day trip. Well, we drove to Missouri this one particular time, and we were just like, do we have the funds to go get there? I said, you know what? We have the funds to buy the leads. We have the funds to do the mailers. We have the funds to get there and to get everything we need when we're to get there and last like a day or so. But then we'll have to, you know, when we get there, we got to write business like the first day or two so that we can get paid the next day. Because in our business, we can, that's a different story, but it's different. We get paid fast. So we're up on this trip and we're like, we get there. We got everything in place. Had a couple people call me, ask, and we scheduled a couple of appointments already. We already got appointments getting scheduled. We're driving, Beth's scheduling. It's just something else we do in the insurance business. But we get there and I'm like, she goes, did we get paid yet today? I'm like, well, not yet, but sometimes it comes in at like 1-2 in the afternoon and it's only noon. The afternoon proceeds to come on as well as the evening, and there's no check. So she goes, well, we can't drive anywhere. We don't have any gas. We've got to make sure that when we have at least a check come in so we can get gas. So we're wondering, well, the next morning we get up, and I wake up at like 2 in the morning. I'm checking, 3 in the morning. Okay, nothing. I'm like, man. So the next day she goes, well, are you going out today? I go, nope. And that's why we didn't schedule appointments for today, because remember I told you it might. So we're going to focus on getting all our appointments scheduled. So we just stayed on the phone and focused. No checks came in that day, though. But the next morning we woke up and it was like $2,300. We're like, oh, dear goodness. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We get up and we start running. Didn't really know where the money came from, but we get checks like that all the time. So we just start running. Well, the next day we got another check. And then couple days later, another one, and I'm just banging out business. I'm not paying attention to where the money's coming in. We go, and over the course of about, I guess, 45 to 60 days, unbeknownst to our, we had been deposited approximately $13,000. But I just didn't pay attention to it because we get deposits all the time, and they just went right in with the regular ones. Once we got going, you know, it was no problem. But our faith was so focused on that, and we were so ingrained in that, that all we could think about was going out and doing what we had to do. And our belief was like, okay, boom. And we got, and the money showed up. And everyone's like, well, yeah, you wrote it. But here's the interesting thing about that. It was a bank error in our favor. We got a call from Chase Bank about a couple months later. She goes, didn't you notice the deposits? I said, I did. I just didn't know where it was coming from. And I was using it for our business expenses. And she goes, well, we accidentally were depositing someone else's money into your account from their business. So that's our fault. We apologize. They sent me a 1099 and said, here's your money. We had miracle money, and we got paid by Chase $13,000. We have no idea why, where it came from. It was a bank error in our favor, and they sent me a 1099, and we paid taxes on it. But to wake up and have miracle money? Y'all don't understand. Beth and I have a belief system and focus on waking up to prosperity. Now, that day it was financial prosperity, but it's health prosperity. It's marriage prosperity. It's relationship prosperity. We were watching a show the other day, and it was so funny. I heard a little side comment on the show, and the guy said something like, I'm going to make it so hard for you to live. I went, whoa, I cut my brain off. I looked at my wife, and from this point forward, I always remind Beth, I am going to make it so easy for you to choose to stay and let me love you. You are just going to make, I'm going to make it so easy. I'm going to tell me everything you need, and I'm going to run around and try and take care of it for you because I love and adore her so much, and I appreciate that prosperity I have in our marital relationship, in my business relationship with the people I'm in business with. I genuinely respect and appreciate them, and we're all different. So whether we're different in life, whether we're different in business, whether we're different in our personal relationships with our friends and family, I encourage you to wake up with an attitude of gratitude. Be grateful, happy, grateful, and thankful. I literally wake up every day and I get excited to post and say, what am I happy, grateful, thankful for? I think of something first because I have to be happy, grateful, and thankful genuinely. And I think maybe how happy I am that my kids are in my house. How happy I am that I get to pick up all their stuff. Why? Because they're with me. How happy I am that I hear my wife over there just breathing, sleeping. How happy I am that I have people that I'm in business with that we're different and yet we have common goals for success. I'm happy, genuinely grateful, thankful, and happy. And I hope that you choose over the last 15, 20 minutes or so to just grab a hold of your own genuine, happy, grateful, and thankful thoughts of what you could be consciously aware of and be cognizant to notice those things in your life. Start looking for the things that you could possibly be happy, grateful, and thankful for. And if you don't have it exactly the way you want it, like Beth said, created in your mind first like a child who doesn't know any different. I want the greatest whatever it is. I want whatever it is, fill in the blank. And you'll be shocked. You might just actually get it. We love you guys, genuinely. Everyone from across, I know that some people ask for international calls, but from everywhere. We just love and appreciate you, and we hope we've added some sort of jolt and value of this hump day Wednesday. Go be the difference maker. Go make the rain for your family, for your friends. Be the people that glow. Be the ones that they look at and go, oh, damn, here comes that dude. Why? Because he's just going to be Mr. Happy. He's just going to be happy. He's going to figure out some shit to be happy about, and people will say that to you. Go do it. Go be that difference maker. Go be the person that no matter what happens, you figure out a way to find the positive energy in it. Be excited. Be aware of your conscious awareness. Think and focus on what you want to have as the end result and how great it could possibly be. And I guarantee it'll show up. We love you. We respect you. Have a great day. This is David and Beth Kislak sending out positive thoughts, energy, and prayers to you all. Love and just greatness upon you. Have it all. David and Beth, love you guys. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.